The state legislature isn't currently in session, but lawmakers are meeting in committees to prepare for next year. On Monday, Representative Walter Blackman convened the first of several committee meetings on earned release credits for people sentenced to the state prison system. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins was at the Capitol and joins us now. Jimmy, good morning. So remind us the mission of this committee.
Okay, so this is a committee that was set up after we saw some talk of earned release credits in the previous session. Representative Walter Blackman put forth a bill that would have allowed more people to earn more time off their sentences. A subsequent bill was what ended up passing. We've reported on that here, talked about how people are able to do programming while they're inside, maintain good behavior, and get these earned release credits, which are now in effect. So essentially for, they changed the algorithm, but for every, you know, one day of your sentence, or for every set amount of days for your sentence, you get a day off if you complete these other programs and if you have served a certain amount of time of your sentence. So now that we are in this ad hoc committee, Representative Blackman's told me he kind of wants to tighten up the current legislation, and I think the hope from reformers is to expand on it so that it will impact more people.
Okay, so what specifically was on yesterday's agenda, and who was speaking there?
Basically, they were laying the groundwork for how this is going to work. They're going to have several meetings, and they're going to talk about the resources that ADC has, how the legislature can perhaps help them reorganize internally, make better use of those resources. There's certainly going to be no talk of tax increases. That was made very clear. So I think sounds like they're going to have to work with what they've got. We heard from reform groups, Middle Ground Prison Reform, American Friends Service Committee. They both offered suggestions on how they would like this to move forward, even a talk of like how they would like the legislation to look. I thought the ADC staff that we heard from was some of the most interesting because we got some details on programming, which ties into all these earned release credits. So we heard from Karen Hellman, who is in charge of programming and basically a reentry. She told us that they're adding a new major program called cognitive restructuring, but as she has testified repeatedly in the past, she said that they don't have the capacity to serve all who potentially have to go to these major programming classes and who need drug counseling, Steve, and this is a really big deal. Substance abuse counselors, there are apparently only 26 positions allocated for substance abuse counselors, and only 10 of them are filled, okay? And this is for 42,000 people is the overall population, many of them with substance abuse issues.
So, Jimmy, how does this programming then potentially fit into what we talked about with earned release credits?
So this is the deal. You can, you know, they're saying, ADC is saying, okay, you can, you know, make these things in the legislature, but they currently don't offer enough programs and they don't have the staff for the inmates who qualify for the earned release credits to actually take them. So, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, there's thousands of people that could potentially benefit from what we have now and what they're proposing moving forward, but they won't be able to because we just don't even have the staff right now to offer these classes.
As you mentioned, this was the first meeting of the committee. So what are the future plans for this committee?
On September 9th, the House Ad Hoc Committee on Earned Release Credits for Prisoners will meet to talk about wraparound programming. Representative Blackman said this is really important for this to all work because he wants to start working with inmates as soon as they come in on the intake and have them have a smoother transition back into society and continue working with them. So that's going to be, I think, the general program for the next event on September 9th. He also said on September 23rd, he would allow comments from the public. And Steve, I've talked with a lot of people, a lot of formerly incarcerated people and their families who are so passionate about this. I know they came out of the last legislative session disappointed. And you know what? They're all showing up at these meetings. It's really powerful, and there's a lot of people that are really vocal about it, so I know that they're going to be in attendance. So that's, you know, we'll be at both of them, but September 23rd is when we can actually hear from the public.
And Jimmy, finally, you've gone to a lot of these ad hoc committees. You've been to study sessions in the past. What's your perspective on this one, and can people actually have hope that some legislation will be delivered?
Even Blackman himself, he said it would be a heavy lift. He said, you know, we may come out of this and we may not even offer legislation. So that's on the table. He said he has, however, talked with the governor's office and some legislative leaders. One thing he told us that I think is very important, Representative Blackman said he was going to meet with Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery right after the study committee. And we said, you know, why isn't he here? And he said, well, I asked him to come and the county attorney declined. And so then he's going to have this private meeting, closed door, you know, no press allowed with him right afterwards. So You know, obviously the county attorney, powerful influence. That's an important thing to watch. So I would say this is an important step forward toward reform, but we're a long way away from a new bill that would be, in Representative Blackmun's words, palatable to all sides.
All right. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins, thank you as always.
You're welcome, Steve.